So let's get started for today. Good morning, everybody. We're on Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm continuing to go through the details of the Mishnah that we had on Yod Beis Amud Aleph. Yesterday we did all of the cases of Lefi Cheshbon, and we did the case of Beis HaPras, and we did the case of this, and Mayim She'uvim. Today we get on to the cases of Terumah and Temura. At the final cases of our Mishnah. So says the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, V'ein Truma Achar Truma on the fourth line. I'm quoting from the Mishnah that there is no Truma following Truma, meaning if someone took off Truma from produce and then they went and took off Truma again, the second one is invalid. Is invalid, exactly. Now, says the Gemara Masnisin Mani, asking the same question as before, you know, whose opinion is, you know, the opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, he says the Gemara must be Rabbi Akiva, the Tanan. That we learned in the following Mishnah, Hashutvin Shetarmu Zeh Achar Zeh. What if you had the following case? Not a classic case where one person takes off Truma and then takes off Truma again, but rather a case where you had two partners in a field, and one of the partners takes off Truma, and then the other partner comes and takes off Truma. Which of these Trumos is valid? Number one, number two, neither or both. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Truma, Shnehem, Truma. Rabbi Eliezer says both of them are valid, each of them are partners, so they have the right to take off Truma. Good, great.
Because each one can say, I'm only
not a partner and half, even if they take off a full Truma.
Yeah. Oh.
I think. Right? Lashnehem Chelek Bo. You know, they both have the right. I mean, they both own half, so they have the right to take off Truma from their own portion. Right? So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, both of their Trumas work. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't Truma Shnehem Truma. Rabbi Akiva actually says neither of them works. Why? Because the first Truma doesn't work because the second guy clearly wasn't okay with it. In order to have Truma be valid, both partners have to agree. And, you know, this second partner, by the fact that he went ahead and took Truma a second time, shows that he didn't agree with the first time. But then also, here's his second, so it doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva says neither works. And finally, v'chachamim omer im tarm arishon kashir ein truma sasheni truma v'im lo tarm kashir truma sasheni truma. The chachamim say, well, it depends. It depends on the amount that was given by the first person. If the first person gave the required amount, the shir, then it's good. Now, does anybody know what is the biblical requirement for truma? Anybody? What? 2%, the 50th. Any other guesses? So the Torah requirement for Truma is anything. If you give one little teensy thing, that's Truma. So what does it mean if he gave Kashir? By definition, when you give Truma, you must be giving Kashir then. You must be giving the absolute minimum. And the answer is, well, there's a Derabanan Shiurim. There are three Shiurim for Derabanan. Anybody remember what they are? It's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. 1/40th is for the big tzaddikim, because, you know, they're giving 2.5%. Right, 1/50th is 2%, and 1/60th is even less. It's 1.7 around.
Right.
What?
If 60th is a quarter more, so if 40th is a quarter more, so 60th must be a quarter less. So.
No, but you need to whatever. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's around 1.7. Just we'll leave it at that because it does not go linearly in that way. But anyways. The point is to say, so when the Chacham are of the opinion, and as Rashi explains, that if the first one gave 1/50th, which is a decent amount, then it's considered to be good. Otherwise, if he didn't give, if he only gave 1/60th, which is a smaller amount, then it's not good. Now, we follow Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Akiva says it doesn't work for both of them when it's a case of Shutfin. But if it wouldn't be a case of Shutfin, if it would simply be a case of a regular person giving Truma again, it would be that his first one worked, but his second one did not work, and that's who the Mishnah is associated with. Okay, so this, we took care of our Truma case. In summary, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that the first Truma, when it comes to an individual being Torim twice, will work, the second one will not work, because you already took off your Truma. Now, Ve'ein Temura Oseh Temura, getting on to the cases of Temura, now we have three short little blurbs from the Mishnah. Each one of them we provide some sort of source. So, why is it that ain't Temura Oseh Temura? That case was when you had an animal that already got Kedusha from Temura, that now is being Temurat again. Right? So if I had, let's say, animal number one, if everybody can look up, animal number one, we're going to call him Mr., Cow. Well, Mr. Cow is not going to work, actually. That's some gender confusion there. Fine, we had a Mrs. Cow. We're going to bring as a carbon. Mrs. Cow, you do Temura on Mrs. Cow to another cow. Cow number two, Mrs. Cow number two. Mrs. Cow number two, now what happens if I do Temura on Mrs. Cow number two? Mrs. Cow number two has Kedusha only because she was a Temura of Mrs. Cow number one. So can I do Temura on that? So we said no in the Mishnah. And why? My Taima says the Gemara, Amarkra Usmura so. It says it and its Temura will be holy, but that means it's limited to one degree of Temura. You can't do Temura again with another Temura. Velo Temuras Temura so, and not the Temura of the Temura. Veina Vlados the Temura, and so too. We continue the next halacha, that offspring are not counted as Temura. Damarkra, who? It says Vahaya hu Usmura so Yakodesh, hu Velo Vlad. It, and again, not its offspring, it's only v'ayahu usmuraso. So therefore, if an animal that was already mukdash has a child, that child you cannot do temura on to give kedusha on to something else. That won't work. And finally, Rehuda Omer, havlad osa temura, Rehuda disagrees. And he says, no, you can do temura on such a case, damar kara yihyeh. Because it says v'ayahu usmuraso yihyeh kodesh. What does yihyeh mean? Yihyeh is technically unnecessary. Therefore, it comes to include this extra case. The Rabbo says, Havlad, this includes even offspring of the original Kodesh animal. And finally, what do the Rabbanan reply if the Rabbanan disagree with him? Rabbanan, the Rabbo shoki kemezid. And the Rabbanan say that this pasuk comes to tell you, yihyeh, the extra word tells you, that even if you did Temura accidentally, in Rashi's cases, for example, you meant to do Temura on this animal, you did Temura on that animal, whatever it is. And therefore, even that is considered Temura, just as if you would have done it intentionally. I should note, parenthetically, which I did to the first year as well, that there is a bit of a misconception about what shogeg can mean in general. Shogeg in halacha tends to mean, not always, but tends to mean, especially when it comes to cases like Shabbos, that someone does an action knowingly, but is lacking some information about that case, whether it means that they're lacking information that today is Shabbos, or they're lacking information that this is Aser, or they're lacking information, you know, that this is wrong, whatever it may be, that's what a shogeg is. A shogeg doesn't mean you don't realize that you're doing it. Because some people think shogeg means unintentionally. So let's say I was throwing out my hands going, ah, and I hit a light switch on Shabbos, that's not a shogeg. Okay, correct, that would be known as misasek, and that's a completely different halacha. But just to clarify what shogeg is in general, shogeg is, again, when the knowledge that you're lacking is, something that affects the way that you do a certain action. Reminds me of, I'll leave this on the recording because, whatever. With all the things I've said on the recording already this last month, you know, this can't get much worse. But Rabbi Shurkin was once explaining this to us when we were learning Shabbos in Yeshiva. And there was some guy there who decided to argue with him and said, no, that is a shogeg or something. He says, no. A shogeg is when you don't know. For example, you are a shogeg. Anyways, okay. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ofos v'ha'menachos ein osin temura. Now we get on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah tells us that all the details of which animals temura is relevant to and which animals temura is not relevant to, in which cases it's relevant to, which cases not. So number one, ofos and menachos, bird korbanos and minchas, do not ein osin temura. There's no temura on them. Shalom nemar ela behema. The pasuk explicitly says it has to be a behema. Okay, there's no right. Vim hamer yamer behema bivhema. Okay, that's what it has to be. There's no question about that. It has to be an animal. Okay, so that's one. Number two, atzibur v'hashut v'nei ein osin temura. If you have a community korban, or if you even have a korban that's owned by partners, they cannot do temura in general. Shnemar lo yachli fenu v'lo yamir. Yachid osa temura ve'natsi v'rashut v'nosin temura. It's all said in the language of a single person, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, and therefore we see that more than one party cannot do temura. Or even one party itself is larger than an individual. More than one individual cannot do temura, I should say. Kache berek habayis ein osin temura. Temura doesn't apply if you give an animal to the berek habayis. You can't be mamir such an animal. Amar Rabbi Shimon, or explained by Rabbi Shimon, v'harei maser bichlal haya. Says Rabbi Shimon, here's the background that we'll need for this. The Torah tells us in two places that you can't do temura. I don't know if you've come across these psukim yet, but you certainly will in today's Gemara and in the future. The Torah tells us in two places not to do temura. It tells us once in general, Vayikra Chaf Zayin Yud. Says, Lo Yachli Fen of Lo Yomir Oso Tovar O Rabbi Tovar Mir Yomir Yomir Oso Yekodesh. That's a pasuk we've been dealing with all this time. That's at the beginning of Perek Chaf Zayin in Vayikra. And that's a general rule that applies to all animal korbanos. However, if you look a few psukim later, the Torah tells us the rules of Ma'aser Behema. And it says, Kol asher yavar tachas hashavet, ha'asiri yakodesh l'Hashem. And then immediately following that, within the rules of Maaser Behema, the Torah tells us, Lo yivaker ben tov l'ra v'lo yimirenu, v'im hamer yimirenu v'yahu smura so yakodesh lo yigael. The Torah repeats the rules of Temura in relation to Maaser Behema. The question is why? Maaser Behema is a regular korban too. Why would I assume that the rules of Temura don't apply to it? So that's the question which we're going to be chiefly addressing in today's Gemara, but begins with this piece of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, V'arei Maaser bichlal haya. Maaser would have been included in any regular korban, and thus we know that the halachos of Temura apply to Maaser. V'lam ayatza. So why then is it sort of excluded, and why does the Torah give us another pasuk to tell us those same rules of Temura for Maaser Behema? We already should know that. Says Rabbi Shimon, Lomar Lecha, it's to teach you the following. Ma Maaser Korban Yachid, Yatsu Korban Osibur. Uma Maaser Korban Rizbeach, Yatsu Korban Osbedek Abayis. Says Rabbi Shimon, it's to give you criteria as to when the rules of Temura generally apply. This repetition tells us that Temura itself only applies in cases that are similar to Maaser Behema. Namely, it needs to be a Korban Yachid. It can't be a Korban Tzibur. It has to be an individual Korban. Number two, just like any Bechor. And number two, Temura will only apply to a korban which goes on the Mizbeach and not korbanos of Bedek HaBayis. That's why you have this repetition. All clear? Okay, so keep this in mind, the two places where we have the rules of Temura, once in general and once by the laws of Maaser Behema. Says the Gemara, and we're going to quote a couple of braisos and go through the cases of the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Yachol Yehu Katshe Bedek HaBayis Osin Temura. One might have thought that even on Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, the rules of Temura would apply. Tamud Lamar Korban. The Torah says, no, it specifically has to be a Korban. Okay? Now, Misha Nikru'u Korban, Yatsu Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, Shalom Nikru'u Korban. So this teaches us that only those animals which are called the Korban will have the rules of Temura, but animals which are not called the Korban, such as Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, which are only given to the Beis HaMikdash, which are not called the Korban, those will not have the rules of Temura. All good? Okay, now here's the problem. A while back in Temura, and as we're going to see in the Gemara here again, we actually learned a different braisa that tells us about the usage of the word korban. And it says as follows, V'atanya! But we learned in a braisa, back on Vav Amud Beis, E korban, when it comes to the rules of shchutei chut, slaughtering something in the wrong place, says the braisa, E korban, shomayani afilu katshe berek abaya shenikru u korban. Says, if you're going to tell me that the rules of Shchut Echutz apply to all korbanos, we've got a problem. Because even Kadshe Bedek HaBayis are called a korban. K'inyan shenemar, as it says in this coming week's parsha, v'nakrev es korban Hashem. And that's referring to spoils from the battle. It's not talking about animals and korbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach, but rather talking about Bedek HaBayis related things. And that's called korban Hashem. So says the Gemara, we have a pasuk explicitly saying that Bedek HaBayis is called a korban. So therefore, when it comes to Shchut Echutz, Talmud Lomar, we need a special pasuk to tell us, Ve'al Pesach Ohal Moed Lo Heviyo, that it wasn't brought to the opening, to the entrance of the Ohal Moed. Kol HaBayal Pesach Ohal Moed Chayav Malav Mishum Shchut Echutz. Ve'al She'enu Bala Pesach Ohal Moed In Chayav Malav Mishum Shchut Echutz. Says the Torah, Ve'al Pesach Ohal Moed Lo Heviyo, to teach us that even though all of these animals, whether Kadshe Mizbeach or whether Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, would be included in the definition of Korban. So I have to have a specific pasuk Val Pesach Ohal Moed to tell me, no, if this only applies to Kadshe Mizbeach. So if that's the case, this braisa conclusively states that even Kadshe Bedek HaBayis would be included in Korban. So how could our Gemara come along and tell me, no, Korban teaches you to exclude Kadshe Bedek HaBayis? We see the exact opposite from this braisa. Answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Alma ikru korban. We see they are called a korban, for sure, from this price. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina answers, lo kasha. Don't worry about this. Harabi Shimon harabanan, le Rabbi Shimon ikru korban, le rabanan lo ikri korban. He says, it's a machlokas tanaim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it is called a korban. Rabbi Shimon is the author of that brisa, of the one which seems to imply that even Kadshe Bedek HaBayis are going to be called a korban. However, the Rabbanan, who are the authors of our Mishnah, at least before the part of Rabbi Shimon, and that's who the Gemara is explaining that the word korban comes to exclude Kadshe Bedek HaBayis because they hold that it doesn't include it. I will note, by the way, again, once more, according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't have to worry about how he's going to learn out this rule. right? The Rabbanan learned out that you can't do it on Katshe Bedek Abayis from the word Karban. Rabbi Shimon explicitly told us in the Mishnah that we learn out that rule from where? From the fact that it's repeated for Meiser, right? That's how he learned out all of these details. So it actually works out very nicely without the Gemara explicitly saying so. Sometimes the Gemara will go back and say, oh, and according to him, how does he learn? But here we actually have it right in front of us. Okay, so continues the Gemara. The Gemara still has a problem, though. For all that we can say, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabban, whether or not it's going to be considered Karban, if Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be considered Karban, it's true, we can say that that Brisa followed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but at the end of the day, ask the Gemara, Velo, do they really not agree? V'aksiv v'anagrav is Karban Hashem. At the end of the day, you can't deny the Pasuk. The Pasuk itself that we cited again from this coming week's Parsha, specifically calls Kadosh Baruch Hu Karban. How can you get away from that? You can't say that that Pasuk is only learned by Rabbi Shimon. Like, what are you going to do? Says the Gemara, don't worry about that either. Korban Hashem ikri, korban la Hashem lo ikri. Say Chachamim, there's a difference between korban Hashem and a korban in general. If the Torah would have said korban la Hashem, we would know that these are called the korban in general as well. But the fact that it says vanakrev es korban Hashem, that's like a different type of definition. Korban Hashem is not synonymous with korban. Okay, that's the way the Gemara explains it, and therefore it's not a problem. According to the Rabbanan, they hold it's called Korban Hashem, but not a general Korban. Okay, next Braisa. Now here, this Braisa goes through the big problem that we had, again, of the repetition of the rules of Temura, both by general animals and by general Korbanos, as well as by Maaser Behema. Tanu Rabbanan. We quote in the Braisa, and we quote the Pasuk by Maaser Behema. Lo yivakir mitol rav alay merenu. Lama Nemar, asks the Braisa, Velo Kvar Nemar lo yachli fenu v'le yomir so tov bura. We already had this once before. Says the Braisa, Lefishi Nemar lo yachli fenu v'le yomir so. Says the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, don't change it, don't swap it in this way. Mashma, and from that Pasuk, we would assume that it even comes to include Karban Yachid, Karban Sibur, Karban Mizbeach, Karban Bedek Abayis. We would assume that it includes everything. Right? If the Torah simply just says, don't swap it, why would I think to differentiate between all these different types of korbanos? I wouldn't, says the Braisa. Talmud Lamar, the Pasuk comes to teach us, lo yivaker. The Pasuk of lo yivaker, which is the second Pasuk by Maaser Behema, that teaches us that this is not the case. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon explains, v'arei Maaser bichlal haya v'lo mayatza. If Maaser would have already been included again, why does it... And why is it taken out? And why do we repeat the pasuk? There, Lomar Lecha, this teaches you, Mama Aser Karban Yachid, VeKarban Mizbeach, VeDavar Sheba Bechova, VeDavar Sheino Beshutvus. Just like a Maaser Behema has the following four qualities. Quality number one: it's an individual's karban; it's not partnered, and it's not public. Number two: it's a karban which goes on the Mizbeach, not to Bedek Habayis. Number three: it's an obligation; it's an obligatory offering; it's not a voluntary offering. And number four, it's something which is not with shutzvin. So karban yachid means as opposed to tzibur, and this means, and darshin of shutzvus means it's not split by partners. Since those four rules apply to maaser behema, so therefore that comes to modify our original definition of when we apply the rules of temura. So afkol, in all cases it must be karban yachid v'karban mizbeach v'davar sheba bechova v'davar She'eno ba bishutvus. These four criteria must apply to each and every case where we're going to say Temura applies. And if it's missing one of these, if it does not fulfill one of these criteria, then we are out. It does not have the rules of Temura that apply to it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.
So there's no lav involved.
There's no lav involved, and it won't give any kedusha to the new animal. Correct. Those would be correct. That would be the ramifications. Yes. Okay, this was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now we have Rabbi. Rabbi says, no, there's a completely different Rabbi Omer. Lama yatzas maaser me'ata lidon bitmuras shimo ubitmuras kufo. Rabbi says, you missed the boat, Rabbi Shimon. It's for a completely different reason. Maaser has a different status because it has actually two types of temura. Now you guys all look up confused and you say, well, we only learned about one type of temura. What are you talking about, Ezer? The answer is that there's two types of temura, specifically by a maaser, and you did learn about this other type of temura. What it means is as follows. You have temuras gufo. Temuras gufo is when you try to switch the kedusha from one animal into another animal. That's what I would call regular temura that we've learned about until now. However, there's also something called temuras shemo. Can anybody guess what that is, based on the words temuras shemo, or by cheating by looking at some of the mefarshim? Art scroll not included? I don't know if you have an art scroll if you're allowed to answer. Go ahead.
I didn't look at it yet, no. But I would think it's because when you have a problem with Meiser between 9th and 10th, and he labels it wrong.
Ah, excellent. Very good. So that's exactly the case. We learned all these bizarre cases back in Bacharos and other places where what happens if 9 you call 10 and 10 was called 9 and 11 was called 10 and all sorts of confusions where basically you can swap the animal's kedusha by simply labeling it wrong. That's what we would call Temuras Shemo. Okay? So says Reb Yehuda, in short, and I'm going to summarize his position, and really, this is really more of an introduction. We're going to see all the details of it in the Gemara right now. But he basically says, it's because, since we have the concept of Temuras Shemo by Maaser Behema, where you can accidentally call it the wrong number and give it Kedusha in that way, we would think that the rules of Temuras Guf would not apply there. We would think that regular Temura wouldn't apply to it, so the Pasuk comes to tell us, don't worry, it does apply. How does that work out in the Gemara? Let's see. Lo Marlecha says, again, Rabbi, this teaches you, we're right after the Beis on the third line, Temuras Shemo Kreva, Temuras Gufo Eino Kreva. So number one, there are different rules. When it comes to Temuras Shemo, if you accidentally call it the wrong name, that can actually be brought as a korban. However, Temuras Gufo, if you swap an animal, even though it has Kedusha, you can't bring it as a korban. Temuras Shemo Nigeles. If you need to redeem that animal, you can redeem a Temuras Shemo if you called it the wrong name, number. Temuras Gufo, Eino Nigeles. However, again, if you did Temura on the animal, you can't redeem it. Temuras Gufo, Chala Al Davar Haroi, Val Davar She'eino Rai. And when it comes to what we call, again, regular Temura, whether or not what used was a Ba'al Mum, which is not fitting for the Korban itself, it still receives its Kedusha. Right? If you do Temura on a Ba'al Mum, the Ba'al Mum still becomes Kadosh. You've got to deal with it. However, that means it's chala al davar harai val davar she'eino harai. However, Temuras Shemo eino chala al davar harai. When it comes to counting wrong, if you counted a bal mum number 10, that doesn't do anything. Accidentally number 10. Bilvad, al davar harai, bilvad, that only...
When oil isn't that carbon oil or carbon hatos?
No, Shema is only talking about a carbon meiser. Meiser, because that's when you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10... Right? I mean, that's a problem here. But normally we're going to talk...
Is designating the specific of the korban.
Yes, so we're going to talk about that at the end of the Gemara. Very good. The Gemara is going to talk about the differences in Shemai and the differences in Gufai, but that's going to have a slightly different meaning. We'll explain that there. Very good. Says the Gemara, El al davar rayu bilvad, that's when it comes to Torah Shemo, it only falls on something which is fitting to be a korban. Amri. So they said, Mishum de Rabbi Rahmana de Isbe Temuras Shemo, Igrue Igra. Ask the Gemara 1 second. Rebbe, are you trying to tell us that because it has Temuras Shemo in this case, because there's an additional type of Temura, so the rules of Temuras Gufo shouldn't apply? How is that logical? Why would that exclude it from the general rules of Temuras Gufo? Says the Gemara, in. Yeah. You know what? We would think it's worse off because it has the rules of Temuras Shemo. De Amrinan, my de Rabbi Rabbi, my de lo Rabbi lo Rabbi. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because we have a rule. You know, nothing's usser unless you tell me that it is. So if in this case we added a specifically different type of Temura, where again you called it the wrong name, the wrong number, it's going to have Temura in that way, so we would assume that the other rules of Temura would not apply to it. That's the way that Rabbi looks at it. Right? It's, you know, it's famous for... Other things, you know, people always have this discussion. If it doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, is it aser? Is anything too obvious for Shulchan Aruch? It reminds me of someone who said this, and they said this completely not lahalacha, but they were just trying to make a certain point about the type of issues that may arise with birth control. And there's, you know, many, many different sort of questions specifically relating to the Sogya Nivamos of Shalosh Nashim Misham Shos B'moch. However, Shulchan Aruch doesn't really give a clear psak on when birth control would be mutter based on the guidelines of the Gemara. I remember somebody once coming to a certain gadol, and they said to him, you know, it's, he was trying to say, he said, listen, you know, he wanted to say that Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like a very Mekel Shita, and therefore there was nothing to write in Shulchan Aruch to say that it was Aser, because it wasn't Aser based on that. Again, this was not Lahalacha, but they were simply trying to push a certain point. Somebody said, no, of course, it's too obvious for Shulchan Aruch. So the person responded, was it too obvious to write about Avodah Zarah? Nope. Pilchas Avodah Zarah. Was it too obvious to write about Shmiras Shabbos? Nope. We've got all Shmiras Shabbos. Tells you not to do Malach on Shabbos. I don't think this is too obvious when you have a Machlokes Rishonim. But anyways, again, that's completely not Lahalacha. But again, at a certain point, whatever is included, and if you don't have something explicitly saying that it's usser, then you wouldn't think that it would be usser in that case. Specifically, if we went out of our way to say it has this other type of tamura, we might not assume that regular tamura applied. Ask the Gemara, v'mehecha tesi, where do you get such a thing from? Where do you learn this out? Amrav Hunubre de Rishu, he says it's a rule. Mishum dehav adavar habali down badavar achadash ve'ein bo ala chidusha bevad. Because it's something which comes to judge or give us a ruling about a new case, and we only learn from that the new case itself. We don't learn the old case as well. This is one of the rules that they would follow in learning this up. So it turns out that we have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the purpose of repeating it by Maaser Behema is to give us the criteria as to when it will apply by all animals, whereas Rebbe says no, it's specifically to tell you that Tmuras Shem applies in certain cases, and Tmuras Guf applies equally to the case of Maaser Behema. Now, we had a whole bunch of criteria that Rabbi Shimon said would apply. What were they? Let's list them again. Number one, it has to be korban yachid, can't be a korban tibor. It has to be an individual, not a public korban, not a communal korban. Number two, it has to go on the mizbeach, not be bedek abayis. Number three, it has to be a darash abadachov, it has to be obligatory, not voluntary. And finally, it has to be darash eino babishut, for something which is not a joint korban between two people. Okay, a partnership korban. Like a partnership minion, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Now, the Gemara asked the following question. Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rava, l'Rebbe Shimon, according to the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, to Amar davar haba bechova, who says that it needs to be something which is obligatory. Olas chova he de'avda t'mura. So obviously when it comes to an ola, there are a few times when you have to bring an ola as a chiyuv. Somebody pointed out an olas re'iyah. You have to sometimes bring in a korban ola for an avera that you do. In those cases, yeah, he agrees for sure that that will be a tamura. Ha, but that would imply, what he said would imply, olas nidav alo. That let's say someone voluntarily decide to offer an ola, would the rules of tamura apply to that ola, based on what Rabbi Shimon said? A clear no, right? He says it has to be obligatory. So Amar Lei said back to him, no. Rabbi responds, he says no. Olas nidav anami. And olas nedava, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the rules of tamura apply to it. Why? Kevan dekabla ale of the tamura. Since you're accepting it on yourself to bring this, at that point it becomes obligatory. Fine. Now, a bunch of you may be raising your eyebrows, because then what's Rabbi Shimon saying? He's saying it has to be an obligatory korban, but any voluntary korban is obligatory. So what case is he excluding? Right? If he's saying that it applies to all obligatory korbanos, and we're now saying in the Gemara that any voluntary korban is considered obligatory, so what's he coming to exclude? Right? I mean, why would he possibly be saying that? So answers, you know, the Gemara in the same breath, v'lo nitzricha ela le'ola haba'a min ha-mosaros. It's only necessary for an ola which comes from the mosaros. Anybody familiar with what that is, with that concept?
You lost one.
Sort of. We're going to get to that in a moment. That's sort of. Mosaros technically means any extra money. Okay? If, you know, he budgeted, you know, $2,000 for the korban, and it only ended up costing him $1,000, but he had already budgeted the $2,000 he was going to give for his korban, that extra money goes towards another korban. Okay? And says the Gemara, there are two rules, that there are two possibilities as to how we view this type of korban. Maika savar, says the Gemara, ika savar la kimanda amar mosaros le nidvas siburas le pshitet lo avda tmura. Well, it depends. There's a machlokes as to whether or not these mosaros, these extra funds, are those something which belong to the public, or are those something which belong to the individual, meaning in both cases you have to bring an ola with it. In both cases, you have to bring a korban. But is this considered a communal fund from which you're bringing the korban? Or is it considered a personal fund from which you're bringing the korban? Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Shimon were to hold that it's a communal fund, would he need to come and specifically say that this case is excluded? No! We would know that from his other ruling that any korban tzibur does not have tamura. So if Rabbi Shimon were to hold that ola haba min ha-mosaros is communal, we still don't know what he would be coming to exclude by telling us that it can't, that it has to be obligatory. We'd still have no case. So that can't be. Again, one more time, I see it's quite a confusing Gemara, I get that. One more time. Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that it needs to be a chova, it needs to be obligatory. Rava wanted to say that that even includes a voluntary korban, a korban nedava. Therefore, we said the only case that Rabbi Shimon could possibly be addressing would be ola haba min ha-mosaros, an extra money ola. because that's completely voluntary, and therefore he would say Timura does not apply in that case. It says the Gemara, it's trying to figure out the following. Would he really need to tell us that halacha? Why? Because if you're going to say Ola Habamin Avasaros is a public korban, then there's no Havamin, or Shimon would never think, no one would ever think, that you would have Timura in that case. So rather, what must Rabbi Shimon hold? He must hold that it's considered a private fund. So says the Gemara, right? If he holds of the opinion that it goes l'nidvas tzibur azli, it goes to the tzibur, pshita delo avda tmura, obviously it's not going to be a tmura, ha'ein tmura b'tzibur, that's another one of his rules. El Rabbi Shimon, says the Gemara, the conclusion must be, El Rabbi Shimon sfira le kemanda amar mosaros l'nidvas yachid. He must hold that it goes to an individual korban, and therefore hava amina that there would be tmura here, kamash malan, there's no tmura, there's only tmura when it's an obligatory korban. Okay? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says we've got a bit of a problem with this though, right? L'nidavas yachid asli. That's what he must hold. Man shamislei haisvara. Who holds of this? Rabbi Eliezer, the infamous Rabbi Eliezer from yesterday's daf, who we keep on rejecting. We continue. He says Rabbi Eliezer holds of that, and says the Gemara hashamin and lebeadya deavda tmura. However, if you read Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, he says explicitly that it does make a tmura in that case. So you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon is holding like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's a korban yachid, but yet Rabbi Eliezer himself is of the opinion that it does work for Temura in that case. So how can you be bringing Rabbi Eliezer's opinion as support for Rabbi Shimon when Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Shimon's conclusion? Right? Rabbi Eliezer says it is Temura in that case. We're bringing his opinion as a proof to say that it doesn't have Temura according to Rabbi Shimon. What's going on? And in fact, we even learned this in a braisa, the Tanya, Ola haba min amosaros osa tmura. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what he says. Says the Gemara, no, it's very simple. Rishim savar lakavasei b'chada, opalagalei b'chada. Do Rabbi Eliezer savar ola haba min amosaros osa tmura, v'yu savar in osa tmura. Says the Gemara, well, he holds like him in regard to the fact that it is considered a korban yachid, but obviously he doesn't hold like him in regard to the fact that you would have tmura in such a case. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon takes his opinion in regards to the status of whether or not Ola Haba Min HaMosaros is considered an individual korban, which it is, but doesn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer's conclusion that therefore it should be considered to have the rules of Temura apply to it. Rabbi Shimon says it does not have the rules of Temura apply to it. Okay, now we get to the really hard part. Really took much longer than the first year, I'm not sure how. Says the Gemara. I mean, we did start late, so maybe that's why. Ihachi. Fine? If so, based on what we've said, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Ola of this, Ola Haba Min HaMosaros, is going to be something which Yachid, and however, will not have the rules of Temura apply to it. Let's go back to another question that you guys had on Daf Test, which I didn't learn. And boy, I could have used learning Daf Test because this is a brutal case. Here's the case. There was a question, Debaya Rav Avin. Rav Avin asked the following question. Hifrish Asham Lehiskaper Bo. Someone set inside an Asham, they didn't have air, they had to bring an Asham. So far, so good? Yeah, that's animal number one, it's going to be their Asham. Vehemir Bo. And they did Temura on Asham number one, creating animal number two, which is a Temura of number one. Okay, so number one is an animal, animal number one is the Asham, animal number two is Temura of the Asham. Now, what happens is, Asham, Mr. Asham, original, number one, trips and bangs his head and gets a mum. Okay, now, can you bring Asham number one as an Asham? No. Can you bring number two as an Asham? Of course not. It's a Temura. You got to bring number one. So now what do is you redeem number one because it has a mum and you get number three. Animal number three is the redemption of number one. Okay, and if that wasn't enough, now number three gets lost. It wanders away. Okay, so now we take animal number four to be our Asham, in replacement of number three, which was in replacement of number one. And asked Rabbi Avin, Vinita Gzela Ola, now you found number three, Mazel Tov. So you've already brought number four, you've already gotten your kapara for your Asham, because you brought number four, which was instead of number three, which was instead of number one. And you did Temura on number one to make number two. But now, what happens if you got number three back? Finita Gzela Ola, which now the halacha is you're supposed to bring that as an Ola. Mahu Shiyach Zorve Yamir Bo. What is the halacha? Can you do Temura Achar Temura in such a case? On the one hand, you've already done Temura on this animal because three is really a replacement for number one, which you already did Temura on. On the other hand, it has a different status. It's now considered an Ola. And it's actually a different physical animal. So what's going to be the halacha in that case? Okay, this was the question that he asked. So ask the Gemara, Aliva Deman, who is he asking this according to? Ilem Aliva de Rabbi Shimon, if you're going to say he's asking it according to Rabbi Shimon. Ha'amris Rabbi Shimon, Svirale, Ola, Bamin, Masaros, Enos, Etmura. Rabbi Shimon holds even a regular Ola replacement you can't do Temura on. So obviously it's not a question whether you can do Temura after Temura here. That's not even a question. You can't do Temura on a regular Ola replacement, he says. Right? So for sure here you wouldn't be able to do Temura. So rather, says the Gemara, Rabbi Avin Hachi Kamibayele, he was asking the following, if we found an opinion who says, like Rabbi Shimon does, that you can't do Temura twice, and this particular opinion holds like Rabbi Eliezer to say that on a regular Ola Haba Min HaMosaros, meaning on an Ola which comes because you're replacing your animal, right, or you found your animal again, that you would be able to do Temura in that case, then you'd have a question. That's what Rabbi Avin was asking. Okay, so Mahu Shayach Rabbi Yamir, but what would be the halacha if you went and redid Temura again? So in summary, we want to find an opinion that follows Rabbi Shimon in regards to the fact that you're not allowed to do a double Temura once and then Temura again. But we are also trying to follow Rabbi Eliezer, because he's the only one who says that the Ola would ever be able to have a Temura. Okay, so that's what we're looking for here. That was Rabbi Avin's question. And says the Gemara, Mao Shiach Sarvi Yamir Bo. And says the Gemara, it's really asked in two different cases. It's really asked in the case of Vishnei Gufin Ukidusha Achas Mai, which, as Rashi notes, is the following case. You had number one was your Asham. Then you did Temura on your Asham. Then your Asham got a Mum. Okay? And you were mechallel on number three, just like our case, but instead of number three getting lost, you want to know if you can do Temura on number three, because it's a different animal, but the same obligation. Okay? So that would be the case of Shnei Gufin Uktusha Achas. Here, number one and number three are two different animals, but they both have the same source of Kedusha. What would be the halacha there? V'imtim Talamar Kedusha Achas. And if you're going to say that they both have the same Kedusha, and therefore it's not going to be allowed to be memorized for a second time, meaning if you're memorized for a second time, nothing happens, the rules of Temur do not apply. Elashtei Kedushos V'guf Echad Mai. What would be the halacha if it was technically one animal, but it had two Kedushas, meaning you actually used, basically, you had Asham number one, you did Temura on it, you lost Asham number one, you used Asham animal number three, meaning Asham number two, your replacement of Asham number one, to get your Kapara, and then you found your original animal. Meaning the one that was originally supposed to be your Asham, which you patered by giving a different animal for, now becomes an Ola. That same animal, what would be the halacha in that case, where it's shtei kedushos v'guf echad? That first it was an Asham and you were memorit then it was a Ola and you want to be memorit then. What would be the halacha? Mighty bai, it's a teku. Hadron alach. Oops, I closed my Gemara too early there. Hakol mimirin. Thank you.
Gone for a while?
One second.